This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Priscilla Nee Lopez. Date of birth, August 31st, 1977. Case ID number is 7844662. Date of exam, March 28, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Roberto Gonzalez. Dated 12/19/2023. Identifying information. This is a 46-year-old single female with five children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of anxiety disorder / bipolar disorder / depression, comma, asthma / lung disorder, comma, back problem / degenerative disc disease, comma, and gastritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2023, where she worked as a CNA for 15 years. During the time she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with two children, and she is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, anxiety disorder / bipolar disorder / depression. Number two, asthma / lung disorder. Number three, back problems / degenerative disc disease. And number four, gastritis. History of allegations. Number one, anxiety disorder / bipolar disorder / depression. The claimant states that in 1990, she was suffering from anxiety, comma, bipolar disorder, comma, depression, comma, obsessive compulsive disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder. The claimant states that she suffers from sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, violent acts against her from her husband, comma, depression, comma, panic attacks, comma, insomnia, comma, increased appetite, comma, apathy, comma, decreased motivation, comma, anger, comma, and decreased energy. The claimant states that she only bathes once a week, but she washes her hands approximately 60 times per day. She does brush her teeth daily. The claimant was a very pleasant, cooperative, help-seeking claimant who appeared to be very knowledgeable about her condition. She was well-kept and wearing casual attire. The claimant was cooperative and had good eye contact with me and was very alert. She was oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. Her mannerisms, as well as her speech, rate, clarity, tone, articulation, and memory were normal. Her thought processes were normal. The claimant does suffer from obsessive-compulsive disorder, where she has to be washing her hands constantly, although she'll only take a bath once a week. Her thought content was normal. She has had some hallucinations in the past. She denies any suicidal attempts or suicidal ideation. The claimant does have manic episodes and states that she has post-traumatic stress disorder secondary to having her first daughter at 11 years of age. She has had six different sexual partners in the past, and her husband, who she was married to for 6 years, was very abusive physically to her and caused her a lot of anxiety. She states that she worries extensively about her situation and her money problems. And she states every time that she takes a bath, She always gets sick. She is presently on medications of Paxil, 10 milligrams QD, and Aprazolam, 1 milligram TID. She did work as a CNA, but states that she could no longer work secondary to her condition. She denies any substance abuse in the past. Her condition at this time is stable, and she appears to be getting a little bit better, although she states that she still has a lot of anxiety and has times has flashbacks and has difficulty dealing with the past. Allegation number two, asthma / lung disorder. The claimant states that in 1982 she developed asthma. She states that her asthma has gotten progressively worse, secondary to the fact that she's had COVID-19 times three and suffers from allergies. She states her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, climbing one flight of stairs, talking, resting, and with seasonal changes. She denies any history of smoking. She states the last time she was in the emergency room for asthma was a couple of days ago on March the 26th, 2024, at Mission Hospital. The claimant was intubated in 2021, secondary to COVID, and states that she was hospitalized one time for asthma. She is presently on inhalers, steroids, and home oxygen. The claimant is presently on Singulair, 10 milligrams QD, albuterol sulfate, 90 micrograms HFA, 2 puffs TID, ProAir HFA, 90 mil equivalents, 2 puffs QID. And has been on Medrol packs of steroids to help her with inflammation. She was diagnosed with allergic asthma with a history of COVID-19 times 3. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Her oxygen saturation today was 98%, and she did not show any signs of respiratory distress. Allegations number three, cervical and lumbar sacral back pain with a history of degenerative disc disease. The claimant states that in 2018, she was in a motor vehicle accident and injured her cervical spine and lumbar sacral back area. She states the character of the pain is a stabbing pain in her lumbar sacral back area and states that occasionally the pain goes down her legs. No surgeries have been performed and she was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 25 minutes, sit for 3 hours, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Pichetto. Her daily activities include doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking around the house. As noted earlier, her physician was Dr. Ruben Pichetto, but he has since passed away, and she has had difficulty in finding his records on her. She has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. She is presently taking ibuprofen 800 milligrams QID, acetaminophen-codeine 300 milligrams/30 milligrams QID, tramadol hydrochloride 50 milligrams QID, and cyclobenzaprine 5 milligrams TID. She states the medications do control her pain, but that they make her very sleepy. Allegation number four, gastritis. The claimant states that in 1990, she started to suffer from gastritis. She states the character of the pain is heartburn with sharp pain in her epigastric area that radiates up to her throat. She states that she can have the condition every day, and it usually lasts for 3 days. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, diarrhea seven to eight times per day, melena, and weakness. She denies any constipation or hematemesis. She has not lost any weight in the past year and is food intolerant to any kind of spicy or greasy food. She was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease and peptic ulcer disease. She is presently on pantoprazole, 40 milligrams QD, and Mylanta, 2 tablespoons QD. PRN is needed. No surgeries have been performed, and she appears to be stable. The claimant is morbidly obese. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 25 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top or sweep at this time, secondary to back pain, but she is able to use a vacuum cleaner. She has no assistive devices, and her physician was Dr. Ruben Pichetto. As noted earlier, she is on ibuprofen, 800 milligrams QID, acetaminophen/codeine, 300 milligrams/30 milligrams QID, tramadol hydrochloride, 50 milligrams QID, and cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams TID. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. And the claimant states that the only physical activity she does is a walking in the house. Her daily activities include doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, sometimes helping with the laundry, and doing mild walking. Family history. Her father died at the age of 68 from a myocardial infarction and coronary artery disease. Her mother is alive, and she is 74 and suffers from osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, heart disease, hypertension, colitis, and ulcers. Medications. Loratadine, 10 milligrams QD. Benzonate, 200 micrograms TID. Tramadol hydrochloride, 50 milligrams QID. Zolpidem, 10 milligrams QHS. Cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams TID. Ibuprofen, 800 milligrams QID. Acetaminophen/codeine, 300 milligrams/30 milligrams QID. Paxil, 10 milligrams QD. Alprazolam, 1 milligram TID. Singulair, 10 milligrams QD. Albuterol sulfate, 90 micrograms HFA, 2 puffs TID. Proair HFA, 90 micrograms, 2 puffs QID. The claimant may not be on Proair right now, along with albuterol, since they have a tendency to work in the same manner. Wegovy, 0.25 milligrams/0.5 milliliters Q week for diabetes mellitus. Vitamin D3, 1,250 micrograms, 50,000 units Q week. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Hypertension, lumbar sacral back pain and cervical spine pain, diabetes mellitus type 2, questionable history of cataracts, COVID-19 times 3, history of left foot puncture wound, C-section times 4 with abdominal surgery, asthma, comma, gastritis with peptic ulcer disease and gastroesophageal reflux disease, depression slash bipolar disorder slash anxiety disorder slash obsessive compulsive disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder. General, this is a 46-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to HEENT. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderma was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal, except for the right eye where there is appearance of a mild cataract formation. No oral pharyngeal erythema or exhalate was noted, or other lesions noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal, especially for the right side. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/100. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant does have glasses, but they were broken recently, and she's waiting for some new glasses to come. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant is morbidly obese and does have some tenderness in the epigastric area with palpation. Could you drop down to skin after the last sentences? The claimant has had multiple tattoos noted all over her body. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The third paragraph, the claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. And then can you drop down to the last sentence? She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally, secondary to her weight. Could you drop down to after neurological on the last page? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Chest X-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields and does have some limitations in her visual acuity, especially with the right eye, which has been corrected with her glasses, which she doesn't have at this time. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to decreased right eye vision and history of psychological disorders, including anxiety, comma, bipolar disorder, comma, depression, comma, obsessive compulsive disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder. which appears to be stable at this time and is being treated. Probable diagnosis is number one. Anxiety / bipolar disease / depression being treated at this time appears to be stable. The claimant had a fairly normal psychological exam. Number two, asthma / lung disorder. The claimant is on multiple medications for her lungs. She did not present with any oxygen. Her oxygen saturation was 98%, which is normal. And her chest x-ray was normal as well. Physical exam was also within normal limits. Number three, cervical spine and back problems with a history of degenerative disc disease. Normal physical exam and x-rays at this time. Number four, gastritis - being treated with medications appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Priscilla Nee Lopez.